Blog Talk Radio.
The first scripture chorus I ever learned. Thou art worthy. For thou hast created, hast all things created. Thou bring him pleasure now.
Yeah.
Worthy! Worthy!
And every tribe and tongue join the song of the angels and the 24 elders singing, "Holy is the Lord."
Singing, holy.
nothing like your presence, Jesus. There's nothing like the atmosphere of heaven filling a building on the earth.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Marco Raboyu. We welcome you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We adore you. In everything, you give thanks. The will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We are grateful to you, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this season of your awesome and your mighty moves in our lives. Your awesome and mighty moves in this season, in our families, in this ministry, the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Ghost. You are here to teach, to lead, to guide us. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Perfect all that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus. May God's perfect will be done area of our lives in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your glory, release your power, release your love. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airwaves, to saturate the atmosphere, to saturate our environment, to saturate our hearts. Release your glory this morning. Permeate our atmosphere. And everyone that is listening or that will listen, experience a life-changing encounter with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let this altar of prayers be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Father, let us always magnify the name of Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are now running from your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you, Holy Ghost. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for leading, teaching, and guiding. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Release your breath upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Release your breath in this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Release their breath in us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, charge. Holy Spirit, we are totally and completely dependent on you. We cannot do prayer without you. We need you, Spirit of the living God. So we pray this morning that you touch each and everyone that's listening and every home. Touch the hearts of those that are listening. Let them feel your tangible presence in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We adore you. We worship you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. For those of you that's just joining, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Praise him. He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We are here to bless his name, to praise his name, to worship him in the beauty of his holiness. How great is our God. So let us continue in prayers this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. You for your sustaining grace. We thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you. We bless your name. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, to reconcile us back to you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for reconciliation. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus, that you said, I will not leave you comfortless. Send the Holy Spirit. Thank you. You send the Holy Spirit who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you. Take complete preeminence in this service and in every era of our lives. Father, we come to the throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O Almighty God, from all unrighteousness, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. If we say we have not sinned, the truth is not in us. So, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon our children. Mercy, O God, upon our household, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, and teach us how to forgive as you have forgiven us, O God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if we do not forgive one another their trespasses, you will not forgive us our trespasses. So we pray, O God, that you teach us that we forgive others, so that we can be forgiven also in the name of Jesus. Give us hearts of compassion, hearts of love in the name of Jesus. Hearts of grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father, the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio block, our homes, our environment, wherever we are, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our families, our children, and our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. We soak this radio block in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes, our environments in the blood of Jesus. Transportation, cars in the blood of Jesus. The work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, every cell in our bodies, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. We speak healing to our bodies through the blood of Jesus. We soak our children as they go back and forth to school in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood of Jesus protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood justify us, oh God, the blood of Jesus. Sanctify us, the blood of Jesus. Redeem us, O God. We claim all the unlimited benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you there's healing in the blood, there's deliverance in the blood, there's restoration in the blood of Jesus. trusting in the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. According to Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We come dressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, on our children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, and on everyone under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus, according to Zechariah 2:5. In the mighty name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around our spouse, our children, grandchildren, those that are connected to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us and enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you for open heavens in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular way in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. We pray for souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Let our lives exemplify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us not only speak the word, but let us live the word in the name of Jesus, that others may see Jesus in our lives and come to glorify his name. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk by the Spirit of Almighty God and not by flesh, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place even as we are praying right now in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your holy name, oh God. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Begin to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you are our strength. Hallelujah. You are the glory, and you are the lifter of our hands. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. We need you. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Be right. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a word from the Lord this morning. In the name of Jesus, turn your Bibles. I will not keep you long, but I have to give this word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Please turn your Bibles with me into the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And I pray that the Spirit of the Lord, Holy Spirit, move upon your heart, open your hearts to receive what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but let me speak in the wisdom from above, godly wisdom, in the name of Jesus. I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word coming forth this morning in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of those that are listening. We pray that they will receive what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let this word be rooted and planted in their hearts, in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you have already done in the spiritual realm that will be manifested in the physical. In Jesus' name, amen. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has key of David, he that hath opened and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, but thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, and no man take thy crown. Come here, for I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall call no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The key is of David. Not keys, the key, one key. Jesus is speaking, one key of David. And no man shut it. And shut it, and no man open. I want you to pay attention that the Lord is Almighty God this morning is releasing a key to you. That one key to you opens one door, and that one door leads to many doors. Hallelujah. One door leads to many doors. That's when Jesus does that. I think you need to receive that revelation. Hallelujah. In the might of Jesus, because he is releasing a key. And that key leads to one door, and that one door leads to many doors of divine opportunity, divine blessings. Why? Why is he doing it? Because what he said, with little strength, you have kept his word. You have not denied his name. With all that is going on in the world today, people have gone away from the word of God. Many people pretend in the body of Christ. But there are people that have stood strong regardless of the storms of life. They're still standing. Think that God has forgotten you. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. God has seen your faithfulness. God has seen, even though it has been difficult, it has been hard, you have been waiting for prophetic words to come to be fulfilled. It has been hard, but you never give up on the faith. You held on. This is a prophetic word. You held on to a hem of his garment. You never denied his name. You remained faithful through it all. Hallelujah. And you are still faithful to him. One key, the door is open. And that door open, he has opened that door. And when you walk in that door, there's many doors. But just walk in that door, and you will see doors of opportunities. Hallelujah. So that you can fulfill all your purpose, all the promises. Are you afraid to step in. Sometimes the doors are open. Sometimes people are afraid to step in strong. Be bold. Be courageous. And step into those doors, into that one door. He's giving you the key. Once he opens all one door, and one door leads to many doors. Hallelujah. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. He said, before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. When Jesus opens the door, no man can shut it. Hallelujah. I don't have time to go into verse 9, but I want you to just take time and read this scripture and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. What am I saying to you? Do not lose faith. Be courageous. Be bold. This is what is in Psalm 23. Before the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. What does he do? He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Now, you see what God does? He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. They will see that table being prepared, and they can't touch you. That's the same as the doors are open, and they cannot shut those doors. Don't be afraid. The doors are open. Some of you have had those opportunities, and you're hesitating. God, is it you? Yes, it's always good to ask, is it you? Those doors are open. Step in to receive those promises that God has for you, that God has for your family. In the name of Jesus, don't let that opportunity pass you by because of fear. The enemy will say anything to you, whisper lies, so that you cannot step into those doors, into that door. That's what he does. He doesn't want you to receive. He wants you not to go in, so he will whisper lies. But the Lord said to tell you, it is he that opened that door, and no man can shut it because of your faithfulness. Because of your faithfulness, you have not denied his name. You have been diligent. You have been faithful. Walk through those doors, one door. And you will see many doors, many opportunities in Jesus' name. Thus says the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your children, including myself, receive this word this morning, O God. I pray, O God, that, Lord, they receive witness of this word, O God, that this door is open in the name of Jesus, that everyone who is listening right now, Lord, that they will walk into this door that you have opened. And that we'll see many doors of opportunities that's there, O God. In the name of Jesus, prophetic words have come to pass, O God. Be bold, be strong, be courageous, O God. Thank you for opening the door that no man can shut divine, a divine door. In the name of Jesus. Father, a door of honor. Kuriyama sandiriya kuriyama sandiru. Ye kuriyama sandiriya kuriyama sam. Kuriya kuriyama soturiya karamas. In the name of Jesus. Kuriya karama sandiriya kuriya sitiriya ku. Ye ku kuriyama soturiya karamas sade. Ye kuriyama sandiriya kuriyama sam. Kuria makaya sidiri, kuria sandi. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Take time, read the scripture. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.